This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
The Saturday closest to Halloween is always a better night than Halloween.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Tuesday is going to be 40 degrees or something, and dark at 3 o'clock.
It's Mike Shope.
As the kids wander out into the streets, you know, undoubtedly all to get sick from how cold it is.
And the Bulldog.
Slipping on all my wet leaves that I haven't raked.
Wet leaves.
It's Mike Shope.
We used to be a society. We're living in a country where Halloween trick-or-treating happens on a Tuesday, which is good for no one.
And the Bulldog.
That's what you really want in a holiday. You want it to be negative EV for everybody involved.
Inconvenient for all. Should be Halloween's tagline. Halloween, inconvenient for all.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Well, that isn't from today. I mean,
it's a bunch of inaccuracies there.
It's day, not 40.
Day of the week.
It's not Tuesday.
Right.
It's not wet yet. It's better than Tuesday.
It's almost double 40.
It is. Record stuff.
Pretty nice.
But obviously, this is an outlier here. Halloween is usually not t-shirt and shorts.
No, not normal.
That made going today to our work Halloween party as a tennis player doable.
See, now, why did you have to go ahead and blow it? I was ready to guess.
Were you going to guess tennis player? No, I have a headband on.
I was gonna guess racquetball guy.
So racquetball.
I was close. I was racket sports. Yeah, we're in here for 45 minutes or so. You're not in a costume.
No.
And 10 minutes ago, this guy gets up, puts a blue headband on, and walks past me. He's like, I had a costume. I'm like, okay. So I'm figuring, I'll just have to guess when the show starts. Racquetball guy was what I settled on. Close. Tennis player. So is it basically everything you've got on with a headband?
Not at all. No, I had a tennis shirt, tennis shorts, socks worn up high.
Had the whole thing.
And old white tennis shoes, or formerly white, as these, I don't know why I would possibly still have them, but they've got grass stains on them from when I would cut the grass. That's like a decade ago, at the most recent.
Okay.
So, no, I had a hole and a racket and three balls.
All right.
Can of balls, racket, wristbands.
Wow.
No, it's not just any t-shirt, shorts, sandals.
Okay.
No.
I thought maybe the headband was the extent of the, and you're claiming a tennis player.
The headband is, here's the whole thing. The party ended. I came in here. I started to change. I changed my footwear. Then I'm going into the bathroom to change the rest of my clothes. I just left the headband in here and took everything else out to the car.
I see.
And as I got up 10 minutes ago, I'm like, I do still have that in here, right? And so I just grabbed it and put it on to excite you. Better than most this Halloween.
I don't think I was excited, but it piqued my curiosity. There was at least that. You got something.
How popular is Halloween?
I think it's probably never been more popular.
Oh, that's interesting.
I feel like young adults really embrace Halloween. It's not to say like when we were in our 20s that we didn't. I went to plenty of Halloween parties despite my current standing as, I guess I seem like a Grinch about Halloween. I like Halloween. I just don't like dressing up. I like handing out the candy. I like everybody enjoying it. I just don't really partake. But I'm not anti the holiday. So, like, I used to dress up and go to parties and do stuff. It was a big night, but I feel like it's not that people weren't creative back in the day. It's just like you can almost find anything you want on some corner of the internet and make almost any costume you want. And there's I would guess that there are tutorials about how to best do that. Just like there are on how to fix your toilet.
You know, there might have been a half dozen people, not a huge turnout ever for the Halloween party, but say out of like 30 people, a half dozen costumes that no doubt were considered like good costumes. And I really had no idea what they were.
Nice.
Just specific references to like Marvel heroes.
Oh, sure, right.
Yeah. And
Frozen like, movies or
too,
like
too
some
clever.
Sort of...
too inside baseball for what?
Right.
Alice in Chains. Like somebody just did that, the whole thing, and was Alice in Chains.
Oh,
and
wait. So they dressed up like Alice in Wonderland, but in chains?
Yes.
And was I like that a lot.
And I didn't really get it. So we voted, and I didn't vote for it, and she didn't win. Because
I would have voted
didn't
for
know what
well,
it was.
I didn't see everyone else, but and nor did I really see the caliber of this Alice in Chains costume. But I really like Alice in Chains as an idea.
Yeah, and I never got to the point of doing the question mark guy. Just I told you yesterday, I was not going to buy a suit
there was
and
no,
slap question
no.
marks
you,
all over
you
it.
You needed to be doing that for the entire month. You waited until like the day before. It's not going
to
happen.
I'll just make a quilt next time if I'm going to commit a month to crafts to crafting. I've got a chart up from a website called Statista. Most popular holidays in the United States. This is as of last year. Halloween comes in 10th or 11th. Ahead of New Year's Eve.
Halloween comes in ahead of New Year's Eve?
Barely.
Okay.
I would not vote it ahead of New Year's Eve. I like New Year's Eve a lot more than Halloween.
I'm really struggling with 10 holidays that are ahead of both Halloween and New Year's Eve.
It's 9, maybe.
Sorry. Yeah, 9.
Yeah. It is. That's right. It is 10. Halloween is 10th.
10th. Okay. So there's not... Yeah, I mean, okay. Christmas, Thanksgiving.
Memorial Day. The best.
Memorial Day is ahead of Halloween and New Year's Eve.
Memorial Day is ahead of Christmas. And, you know, finally this country is showing some intelligence.
Wow.
Memorial Day is second to Thanksgiving in a tie, but maybe it had the better conference record. So it's listed above. It's not alphabetical. It had to have something listed above Christmas.
Is this your dad's website?
I don't know whose website
it is. What is going on over there? I don't want to be dogging Memorial Day. I mean, what the holiday stands for is very important.
Thank you.
Maybe the most important of holidays that we have, along with Veterans Day. But
it's also never on a Tuesday.
I'm a little stunned that it's that highly rated. It's just a springtime picnic holiday.
People love that.
Sure.
Veterans Day.
Really?
Mother's Day, Father's Day, Easter, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Labor Day.
Look, just get a
come on.
Every plow that list into a landfill.
Every one of
Mother's
these.
Mother's Day and I'm a father. I don't even care. I hate Father's Day.
Oh.
It's no fun for fathers. We gotta like
because you want to be alone.
We gotta put on like pleated shorts with a belt and go to someone's house and like no.
Watch the Open.
Yeah, but I'd rather do that, you know, myself.
Yeah, that's the dilemma with Father's Day.
Yeah.
Look, all these holidays in the top 9, except for Christmas, have an important common trait. They're always on the same day of the week. Okay. And a Monday, all Memorial right. Day, Labor Day, even Martin Luther King Day when it's January. That Monday, how that, I've said it forever, how that opens up your Saturday and Sunday,
sure.
How your mindset, you know, you can do more, you can travel even maybe if you have the Monday, and that's big. Halloween messes with you. It moves around all the time. And if it's on a weeknight, it's like, I do mean it when that clip from earlier, it's not 40 degrees today, but it's inconvenient for parents. You know, it's usually like pretty early in the evening when it gets going. And then, you know.
Sure, I'm past it now. Like, I'll have a kid stationed, an adult child who still lives at home is really what I'm, more than a kid. But I'll have someone stationed at the house before I get home. But for, you know, obviously we've been doing this for more than 20 years now. A lot of years there, we just had to turn the light out. Someone's got hockey practice. Leo's with mom at hockey practice, and I'm here.
You're here.
And so, like, okay, just leave it dark. I'll turn everything on when I get home, and I'll start handing out candy at, 7:30. Just like, so, yeah, inconvenient is right.
So, costumes for the Bills game, then. I mean, a lot of people do that every week, but this would be that game. Halloween weekend.
That's what okay. Because a lot of I feel like teams like the Sabres did that on Saturday.
Last Saturday, that's right. And Bills were away,
even though they play this Friday.
I'm just saying, like, this would be the game to do it if you were going to wear a Halloween costume to a Bills game. It'd be this game,
I guess. I feel like once the holiday has passed, then it's over.
Really?
Yeah. Like ahead of time, fine. After,
I should have worn a Halloween costume to the Tennessee game.
Honestly, wearing a costume to a Bills game, I don't feel like you really need Halloween to do that.
Okay. Well,
it doesn't really set you apart.
I don't either. But I just mean that this would be, if fans are into it, this would be, I don't think the Tennessee game would be the game 2 weeks ago. I think it'd be this one.
Yeah.
But whatever. Good win or bad loss this week?
I'm going to go good win.
Okay.
I'm going to go good win.
By the way, I'm not asking Bulldog whether he's predicting the Bills will win or lose the game. I'm saying if they win, is it a good win? If they lose, is it a bad loss? One of those.
I feel like the record is a trap. Miami, I think, is still every bit the threat that they were in week two.
What did that look like?
I know, but, I'm over here telling you, give me another shot at Baltimore. Right? I mean, one game, that's how it goes. I still respect, especially with Tua back. If Tua wasn't back, this is a whole different thing. I mean, the spread is probably double what it is if Tua's not in there. But with Tua and Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, like, their skills, I still feel like that's a team that could hurt you in any moment. I don't know how they're really going to stop the Bills, but I'm still respecting this as a division game. I don't want any sort of, we're so far. It's a big week for the whoever wants it more crowd. Like, if you believe that's who wins sporting events, the team, you decided who wants it more because of the standings or whatever. This is a classic matchup here. The Bills are kind of on autopilot in the division. It's hard to deny the lead they have. It's big. It's not insurmountable, but it's a big lead. It's a comfortable lead. And so, are they really going to be getting after? Here comes Miami and, like, season on the line type conversations about them at 2-5 already. So, I think if the Bills lose the game, somehow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Some way outside of blaming McDermott for punting on 4th-and-1 at the 45 or something, if that were to happen, They didn't want it as much, I think, will be a convenient explanation. And who knows? It might even be right. I don't know. I'm just not treating it like some lousy 2-5 team. I respect Miami as a division opponent. I've always liked them way more than the Jets going into this year, and I think that still holds. I think the things about them that would worry me when the season began, I think, are still largely in place. All that speed. So I think you got a job to try to slow that down. I know they lost last week, but they did score 28 points.
You know, I'm kind of in a way glad that Tua is back for this game. I think you might be right, by the way, that if he were not back, the line might be double what it is. We'll talk to Joe Ostrowski today. I think 6 is a curious number here. Joe is so well schooled in like what the numbers tell you, and that it's less than 7. You know how I am, maybe. Like, I just always, Bulldog would say, overthink it. So to me, I'm a little scared to bet the Bills at only 6 here at home against Miami, the way they've looked, the way both teams really have looked. But right on all that, like, throw out the Huntley games, the Skylar Thompson game for the Dolphins. I just think about, and this was kind of also week 2. I spent a lot of time that week. It was a short week, but still thinking about sort of what the Dolphins would feel going into that game. What happened last year? What's happened for the better part of the last 5 years with the Bills? Even games where the Bills didn't need it for any reason, like the finale the 1 year, they came here and lost by 30.
Yeah.
You know, just like the Bills have so owned the Dolphins, quintessentially Allen, but the whole thing. And last year being such a kind of crushing finish to the season for Miami, not just losing the division by their late slump, but losing it to the Bills at home in week 18. Like, it's always seemingly like kind of the worst beat for them in this rivalry. And then there's week 2, new season. They got away with their opener. The Bills struggled, but they both won in week 1. And okay, here we go. Fine. Now mm-hmm. now we'll win, right? New season and at home, a good starting team versus last year where they fell apart, weather got colder, whatever you want. And it was not close. Like, that game in week 2, the Bills just continue to pull the rug out on the Dolphins. And then Tua is injured, and he's not back until last week. It within that, when he got that contract this offseason, I mean, I think of Joe, really. Like, somebody's kind of leading the charge, if you will, for, yeah, he's not worth it. And you're better off just moving on, which they're not going to do. They've been to the playoffs. They're in that kind of purgatory group where you're probably not good enough to win a championship, but you're good enough to not fire people.
Right.
Which the Dolphins also were with Tannehill, by the way. Like, they were kind of the same condition. But, all right, so this is what happens. You sort of grin and bear it. He gets the money. And, okay, maybe this year will be different. Now you're 2-5. And his being injured, I mean, that's part of his story. Like, you can't predict that stuff, but you run that risk with him. Maybe more so than with other guys. Like, that probably is fair to say.
I think that is fair, yeah.
So now you're 2-5. Now you're coming here. Is it really nothing to lose? No. Because one of these years, you have to flip the script on the Bills. Or else then we're just going to churn through another coach and all new people again, with or without Tua at quarterback. And again, like, him individually, that's what's great about sports, you know? To sound like I'm from in the locker room for once, you always get another chance. You know, as long as you're mm-hmm. in it, mm-hmm. every year, start over, you get another chance. And this is, for him, that next opportunity to finally win here.
Yeah.
Which that has not happened yet
mm-hmm.
for him, playoffs included, although he was hurt. It's just been a long time now. Not Bills Patriots long.
No.
Not 0 for the 70s long.
Not even half of that. Right.
But long enough, including a postseason loss. And when are the Dolphins going to actually do it? I mean, one of these times they will.
Right. As good as the Bills were against the Dolphins in the 90s, there were still games within that where the Dolphins got them, even here in Orchard Park. So Louis Oliver comes to mind. Maybe that's the only one. I don't remember how many there were, but you didn't just stomp them. And that's definitely in my thinking here. You know, the pressure that Miami would be feeling to sort of keep the whole thing going, even. Now, you know, they can want it. That's why I made the comment about it's a big week for the who wants it more. Because, you know, the want to should be weighted heavily on Miami's side. But that assumes that the Bills don't care. And I'm not willing to do that at all. But I'm definitely respecting the Dolphins and what they could have been. I'll stop short of saying should have been this year. Because like you said, the injury thing, I mean, the injury thing's in the window with any team. But with a guy who's had his history, maybe it's even more in the window. And maybe that pressure to beat the Bills is why he allows himself to be tackled the way he got tackled in that game instead of getting down and being safe. When he already had, I think, first down yardage, if I remember the play correctly. It really kind of didn't make sense. But that might be competitiveness getting away from someone in a situation where they're feeling every bit of we can't beat this team when it really matters, and you know, we're tired of bowing down to them. Let me show you how tough and good we are. I'm gonna go take a hit at the 5 yard line or wherever it was, and we know how it ended. He's been out of, you know, more than a month now. So I just still think the coach and the scheme and the speed are challenges. The Bills have had answers for those challenges, in particular against this coach and against this quarterback and those skill players. But I still think that they are the receivers, they're elite in that they have elite traits. And same with some of the running backs. I mean, they're some of the fastest skill players in the sport. And anytime you're getting on the field with that, you know, I'd be stunned if the Dolphins won the game 31-24 or something. I mean, I just think that there's a lot of talent there, you know? So it's not, to me, it would feel bad to lose to a 2-5 team that you have a chance to almost put to sleep for the year if you get them here. Kind of like you did with the Jets a couple of weeks ago. Jets still haven't woken up. They haven't won since. So it would sting, but I would not say bad loss. I still think that's a good football team over there.
All right. I will agree. I really didn't have a side before asking you, but it doesn't really feel like a game I would call a bad loss either. The Dolphins are still respectable enough, and the record... the record is not where I don't want to just stare at the record and leave it at that, you know? And the way it always goes both ways. The way the Bills have dominated them, I don't know. Like, my instinct is,
why should that continue?
I mean, just right.
I said yesterday, Tyreek Hill's got, a high of 53 yards with the Dolphins against the Bills?
Regular season.
Okay. Oh, did he have a big game in playoff game?
No, I'm sorry. No, it wasn't big. It was bigger.
Okay.
Might have been like 69.
Okay. But sure, like, when does that change? Well, maybe Sunday. You know, I mean, you know, law of averages, that kind of thing. I don't know. It's all just a long way to go to say I respect them. I still do, even though they have a lousy record.
The Bills have won 12 out of 13 against Miami, including the one playoff game after the 22 season. Skylar Thompson. Connor is with us. Hi, Connor.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to ask if you think if the Dolphins lose this game and they lose it in a similar fashion to week two, does that put McDaniel on the hot seat? My thinking is, Sal always talks about how some of these organizations seem to fail quarterbacks. And I think McDaniel's scheme is starting to, in my opinion, be the exception to that. And I'm wondering if his scheme is becoming almost unplayable, independent of quarterback. And what are your thoughts? So I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Well, I think it certainly hurt him that they were as inept as they were without Tua. We've seen other teams. Green Bay comes to mind this year where, you know, a stud top-level quarterback goes out and you still find different ways to do it. And they really just could not do – they were inept on offense without Tua. And so, you know, there's always going to be a drop-off, but I think that could stick to him. The thing about him is, though, they're now committed to Tua with that contract. And it seems that Tua really, like, McDaniel unlocked him, right? Tua's talked publicly about this, how just a mess he was mentally playing under Brian Flores, and what a breath of fresh air McDaniel was for him. So it's tough. Like, I think you can make a case that he did a pretty poor job while Tua was out. But if you're moving forward with Tua, which I would assume you are, provided he's healthy, I'd have a tough time seeing his job going away. You know, the rest of these games will matter to that. If they end up still looking kind of stuck here, especially as we get into the winter, like, you know, they bogged down late last year, then maybe you can get there a little more. But I think it would take more than one bad year because of the relationship with the quarterback and the credit that McDaniel gets for really elevating Tagovailoa to the point that he is. You know, he got the contract and he led the league in passing yards last year. It's a big deal. So I'd be surprised if he were in real trouble.
I just think it simply depends on how bad it gets. You know, what happens in the second half? 803-0550, talking Bills Dolphins, Sunday at 1 here on WGR. Joe Ostrowski at 4 as Week 9 gets going tonight. Interesting game to talk about tonight as well. Houston and the Jets. Finally, the Jets getting some attention. A standalone game. And also, Sal will join us at 5. Talk some Sabres, too. We'd love to hear from you. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.